The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Here in the season of Advent, we prepare the way of the Lord. We prepare for the coming of Christ. That's something that you'll hear again and again. But that's a mysterious statement. What does that mean, to prepare for the coming of Christ? Let's take a look at just one of the things that that means today. Here in the early part of Advent, our focus is not so much on Christ born in Bethlehem as it is on Christ coming again at the end of time. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is coming back again. And this time, not as a cute little vulnerable innocent baby. He's going to come in power and glory. He's not going to come as the sacrificial lamb. He's going to come as the judge of the living and the dead. And he tells us to prepare. How do we prepare? Well, when Jesus sent out his apostles, he said to them, "As the Father sends me, so I send you." You know what that means? It means that whenever anyone saw one of the apostles, they saw Christ himself, his very image, because Jesus is the perfect image of the Father. Whenever you saw Jesus, you saw the Father. And Jesus wanted it to be such that, not just for his apostles, but for all of us. When someone saw one of us, one of his followers, it was Christ himself that they would see. It's almost as if Jesus wants to be born again. This time in your flesh and blood. This time not in Bethlehem, but right where you are. One of the reasons why you are where you are in life, why you are in this home with this family, why you are in this office in this school, why you are in this parish and with this particular people, is that Christ wants to be present. Christ wants to be present through you, to make his goodness known through his followers. You didn't choose this time. Christ chose this time. You didn't choose this place. You didn't choose these people. This is God's will that all this happens. And today, just one little focus. One of the ways in which we make that happen, perhaps more than any other, is to understand and to practice the virtue of humility. Humility is Christ's point of entry into the world. You could say that humility is Christ's passport. It's no accident that he was born of a humble virgin in a stable in Bethlehem in straw poverty. It's no accident that only humble hearts accept the Lord. Proud hearts don't, have you noticed? But God wants to get through to the proud hearts, and he wants to get through by means of the hearts of the humble. And will you be one of them? We hear the story of the centurion at Capernaum today, the man with the amazing faith. And it's the only time in the scriptures in which Jesus was ever amazed at anything. He's amazed at this man's faith. But consider this. The only reason that the centurion had amazing faith is because he first had amazing humility. Humility is the soil in which all the virtues grow. The reason why he had faith is because he first had humility. A great and powerful man, he says to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, do this, and he does it. And with such great humility, he approached the Lord, and look what the Lord was able to do through him. So too, in a sense, will the Lord be able to do through any soul that has his humility. It's hard to grow in humility. It's the most expensive commodity you can possibly purchase. Pretty much all of your pains and aches that aren't physical are caused by your pride. It's very, very painful to grow in humility. It helps to remember just how important it is. Several years ago, I went to visit a woman who was dying, and she was one of the most impressive people I ever met. And she said, "Don't feel sorry for me. This isn't my life. This is God's life. And he can take it anytime he wants." Now that's humility. Can you say that? This is not my life. This is God's life. He can take it. He can use it, even today, any way in which he wants. If you can say those words today, I guarantee you, you will prepare the way. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. John Damascene, pray for us.